For today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. The Met Office has issued a public warning for moderate to heavy thunderstorms expected this week in the Ochodonjupa, Omaheke, Kumas and Hardap regions and warned of potential flash floods in some areas. The thunderstorms are expected to last until the 1st of March 2025 and authorities have urged the public to take precautionary measures to ensure their safety. The Weather Service's Odilo Gobetsi has more.
Heavy falls most likely towards evening over our Maeke region, where we should expect more than 50 to 60 millimeters in places. Further rain is expected then in the course of the week, as well as over the parts of the Hardap, and then also in the later stage towards the end of the week over the southeastern part of the country. The part of the southwest, we also expect some few thunder showers, as well as part of the northwest. The extreme northwest should expect mainly some few clouds over that part. Cloud cover and rain that is expected, we should expect temperatures then to start dropping then over the parts of the south. But in general, we should expect a drop in temperatures over the central part. We are expecting more of cloudiness and rain to set in this week.
The Financial Action Task Force plenary has held a meeting in Paris, France, and reviewed Namibia's second progress report on its grey listing status. The FATF confirmed that the country is making progress in addressing the 13 strategic deficiencies outlined in its action plan since being grey-listed on the 23rd of February in 2024. However, the country must fully resolve these issues before the final report cycle in May of 2026 to exit the grey list. Director of the Financial Intelligence Center, Brian Aseb.
The country's progress report adopted by the FATF indicates that Namibia has largely addressed four of its strategic deficiencies, partially addressed the remaining actions except for one that has not yet been addressed. Financial Intelligence Center is so far pleased with the progress made by Namibia as was recognized by the FATF. The next steps is that Namibia will now submit our next progress report on 7 March, and a key action item that is due for consideration during this reporting cycle is the filing of beneficial ownership of legal entities with BIPA.
South Africa's Competition Commission has ordered Google to pay up to 500 million rand annually to local news media outlets to address lost ad revenue and competition imbalances. Google and other platforms must also remove search biases, stop deprioritizing news, and improve content monetization. The inquiry found Google benefits by 800 to 900 million rand yearly, while local media loses 300 to 500 million rand. We spoke to the director of the Enforcement and Cartels Division at the Namibia Competition Commission, Paulus Hangula, to find out if Namibia can benefit from this development.
It's a good move in terms of what the South African Competition Commission has done. It's something that their law provides the Competition Commission of South Africa to do. It enables them to actually conduct market inquiries. With us here in Namibia is that our current law does not necessarily provide for soft regulations, especially in terms of market inquiries. We hope at least with the amendments that we are busy with, we would be able to do that. So in my views, I think it's something that we could, as a nation, benefit from to have those type of powers.
And US-based non-profit organization Democracy for the Arab World Now has urged the International Criminal Court to investigate former US President Joe Biden for complicity in war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. The group also wants former Secretary of State Antony Blinken and former Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin investigated for abetting Israeli war crimes. Dawn's Executive Director Sarah Leah Whitson says the officials have violated articles of the Rome Statute and the ICC's founding charter in their support for Israel.
For over 14 months, these officials have ignored the evidence of Israeli war crimes, instead knowingly continuing to provide them with military support, including weapons and intelligence sharing, political support by vetoing four ceasefire resolutions, and public support for Israel to justify its atrocities in Gaza.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.